here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 103, and I'm here with my co-host, Rylan.
I actually handpicked these topics.
He did. This is the first time Rylan has picked topics.
I've never picked topics, but you know, Ashton told me to, but okay, I will.
While I was at work, I was like, you know what, I'd like to get some more episodes out this weekend just to boost, you know, our episode count, and I was like, I'm at work. Rylan, you want to do it? And I know you do it for your podcast now, so you're comfortable with doing it now. So,
yeah.
Figured I'd let you.
Before this episode starts, join our Discord. We've been at, 20 members? How long now?
No, forever. I don't even... I could tell you if I pulled it up to see you since the last person joined, but it's been a long time.
It's been for it. Let me pull it up real quick. Hold up. It was February 28th. The last person, it was February 28th.
Dude, that's ridiculous, guys. Come on. It is August. That was 6 months ago almost. Since somebody joined. That's crazy.
That is ridiculous. Come on.
We got 15,000 downloads in the last 7 days, and none of you have joined our Discord. Come on,
15,000 people. Like, seriously, that's a bit absurd.
A little bit. All right, guys, come on. All right, enough with
the Discord.
The Discord. But it just makes me sad to think about. But we'll go ahead and get into it. Xbox Game Pass Ultimate adds new perks for August 2024.
I got here. New perks have been, you know, revealed. Wait, that's the right one, right? It cut out, kind of like disconnected.
No, you're good.
The Game Pass one. Okay, new perks have been revealed for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, allowing subscribers to redeem special in-game items and rewards for games like Multiverse. I forgot about Multiverse.
It was shut down for a while because they were working on it, but it's back out now.
That was a good game.
I
like the concept.
Thought about downloading it again, but I haven't.
There's a lot more stuff on it now because they updated it a lot. There's more characters and stuff now.
Yeah.
But for games like, you know, Multiverse, Apex Legends, and Idle Champions, among others, alongside a wide range of titles, are given free perks for use in games, adding even more value to the Action Pack subscription service, with plenty of new goodies being handed out in the August 2024 update. So you just get a whole bunch of different in-game rewards and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Xbox Game Pass is a subscription-based service that grants users access to a vast catalog of games. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of games. I mean, it's ridiculous. For cheap, too, you know.
Only $20 a month, yeah, it's went up, but still, just think every other subscription service has also went up. Netflix, Disney Plus, Peacock, all of them have went up.
Yeah, and Netflix and Disney Plus have ads now, which is
stupid. Yeah, Game Pass at least don't have ads.
Yeah.
Like, after every round of Fortnite or something, an ad will pop up eventually, maybe, or something stupid.
Say you're playing, like, Sea of Thieves, and you're about to get into a boss battle or something.
Like, oh, boss game will continue Geico. After this ad or whatever.
Some Geico ad.
Yeah, some stupid. Maybe a Two Brothers Gaming ad.
Ooh, I would watch that.
I would too.
But the Surface is split into several distinct tiers, each setup offering with more content. A wider selection of titles. New titles are added on a rotation basis. Speaking of the titles, can't wait for Black Ops 6.
Yes. October.
Because it's a day one release.
Yeah. For so in 2 months, people that already have Game Pass, if you do not already have Game Pass, it will not be available to you.
It's day one release on Game Pass, so I would recommend getting Game Pass.
Now.
You get a whole bunch of other games too, so.
Yeah, like Modern Warfare 3 is already available in Game Pass. So was Crash Insane Trilogy. It just got released there this month.
Yeah, we talked about that in last episode?
Last episode or one before.
It's one of those. But it says here, with select games leaving Xbox Game Pass on a similar cycle in addition to the already expanded catalog, nearly all Microsoft-owned franchises are offered on Game Pass, giving subscribers access to every Halo, Doom, and Gears of War title. Who doesn't love the Halo, Doom, and Gears of War franchise? I mean, you can play all those. Can you play Halo 4 on Game Pass? I don't remember seeing Halo 4 on there.
I know you have the Master Chief, which is 1, 2, and 3, I believe.
Yeah, but I don't remember seeing like Halo 4 or Halo 5.
Or Reach.
Yeah. I think you can only play the first three and then Infinite.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that's right.
The ones with Master Chief.
Maybe Halo Wars? Is Halo Wars on there?
I might. I think, yeah. It might be too.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Can't remember for sure. But I think I remember seeing Halo Wars. Could be wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, isn't that the one where it's like a...
I've never actually played it. It is weird. It's not like... Yeah, it's not like an actual Halo game.
I think
game.
It is on there. It is on there because whenever I was at your house, not this time, but the last one, I seen it on there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it is.
So you got Halo 1, 2, 3. You have all the Gears of War titles around there. Like Gears 1 through
whatever. So here I have... Wait, are these on Game Pass? Browse games. Yeah, I don't know if it'll let me actually search what games are on it. Let me see. Yeah, search Halo. We got Halo, the Master Chief Collection, Halo Spartan Assault, Halo Wars Artist. Definitive Edition, Halo Wars 2 Standard Edition, Halo 5 Guardians. Halo 5 is on there then.
Oh, Halo 5 is on there.
And Halo 4 Infinite. Isn't. Yeah, Halo 4 and Halo Reach 4 are not.
Yeah, so those are the only Halo games that aren't on there is Halo Reach and Halo 4.
Yeah, because you have first three with Master Chief Collection. Then you have Halo Spartan Assault, which I've never seen, so I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Then Halo Wars Definitive Edition, Halo Wars 2 Standard Edition, Halo 5 Guardians, and Halo Infinite Campaign.
Yeah,
and multiplayer.
There's only two Halo games that are on there.
Yeah, 4 and Reach, I believe.
And you know, you got the Doom franchise and the Gears of War. All the Gears of War titles are on there.
See, Doom, you have Doom 64, Doom 3, Doom, Doom Eternal Standard Edition. Such a good game. Doom Eternal is such a good game. Then you got Doom plus Doom 2, and then Death's Door. Which, I don't know why that popped up, because I don't think that's part of the Doom franchise, but...
I'm pretty sure all the Gears of War titles are on there. Besides, you know, obviously the new one that's going to come out. It's not out yet. But. Because I know the Gears 1, 2, 3.
So we Gears of War. Yeah, we got Gears of War Ultimate Edition. Gears of War Judgment. Gears of War 4. Gears of War 3. Gears of War 1. Gears of War 2. And Gears 5.
Yeah, so like all of them.
Yeah. And then Gears 6, we talked about a few months ago. It's coming eventually.
Yeah.
It's in development.
Can't wait. I love the Gears of War games are good.
They are good games.
But I'm going to just skip this whole thing right here. Okay. And just tell you guys all the releases for the August for War things. So, Apex Legends Shockwave Supercharge Pack. Yeah, Idol Champions. 5 free champions. I don't really know what Idol Champions is, to be honest with you. So, don't hate on me.
If you know, you know. If you don't, then you know.
Multiverse MVP Pack 2. Is it another LeBron skin?
Oh, maybe. Got that little Captain America skin coming.
Yeah. The gold.
The gold medal. The bad.
LeBad. But we got a Narika Point Blade a Neon bundle. Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis. August Monthly Member Bonus. Sea of Thieves. Nuts in your mouth. Ebone Refier Pack. The Elder Scrolls Online 10 Year Anniversary Pack 3 and X Defiant Crimson Pack. Also, you can get a free X Defiant Pack.
Ooh.
X Defiant's a good game, too.
I have that game downloaded on my PC.
I don't have it on my PC right now.
It's only like 30 gigs. But it's Frontier. Yeah, Frontier, so it'll probably take like 4 days.
Oh, I downloaded it. Took a few hours.
It's crazy.
It's ridiculous. Like, why would I don't get it. The one that my dad's isn't that bad. It's not download-wise. It's not that bad.
I don't think Carter's is even that bad.
Carter's isn't that bad either.
Momo's
is just washed. I don't know what type of Frontier
for like 100 megabytes per second or something.
But yeah, it says here, fans of Idol Champions, Phantasy Star Online 2, New Genesis, X Defiant, and Norica Blade Point are also in luck with several packs and bundles being offered for free to Game Pass Ultimate subscribers. These rewards extend to first-party titles like Sea of Thieves as well, included the game's Ebone Repair Pack. Sea of Thieves players access to several weapons with the game's free new pack, you know, granting items from the Obsidian set. I don't know what, like, half that crap means because I don't play Sea of Thieves, but...
Right.
Elder Scrolls Online fans will also get a few August rewards with the 10-year anniversary pack being offered in Game Pass Ultimate subscribers. New games are consistently being added to the Xbox Game Pass, like always. Oh, it's saying something about Black Ops 6 here. Continuing to get excited for, you know, subscribers later this year. Microsoft confirming Treyarch's Black Ops 6. Let's go.
Oh yeah, I'm excited.
I am too. I can't wait. By then, I'm going to have my one PC. Because I'm probably going to pay it off. Or something. Just so I can get it.
That'd be good.
Yeah. I'll probably actually get the download stuff quicker too.
You have a bigger hard drive.
Yeah. More RAM and all
More RAM, yeah.
So. But yeah, this marks the first time a Call of Duty title will ever be on, you know, available the same day as it launches on Xbox Game Pass. So, heck yeah. It's pretty cool. I can't wait. I really can't.
Alright, guys. Moving on. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 PC system requirements have been revealed.
I was about to say, speaking of Black Ops 6.
Yeah.
This is just like for PC, not console. PC. The PC requirements for Call of Duty Black Ops 6 have been officially, you know, revealed. Provided players with details on both the minimum and recommended hardware needed to run the game. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if this PC is going to take Black Ops 6. I don't know, I can barely take 2K.
Let's see, recommended 16 gigabytes of RAM.
Well, I don't get that. I'm screwed.
Well, the minimum, though, is 8.
Yeah, but... I got here, as the newest edition of the Call of Duty series, Black Ops 6 is expected to continue the franchise legacy with new features and advancements. Scheduled to release on October 24th of 2024, Black Ops 6 has seen a steady stream of information leading up to its launch. Among the details shared with the developers, to unveil several pre-order bonuses, and including the Reflect 115 Camo Pack. Ooh, a camo pack. Who doesn't like camos?
Oh, yeah.
Which can be used in Warzone. Oh, it can be used in Warzone too. So I wonder if Warzone Mobile as well.
Yeah, usually they allow you to.
I forgot. I kind of forgot about Warzone Mobile.
It's fun, though. I actually like to get back into it.
Yeah, I wish I could play it on my iPad, but my iPad's old as crap.
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, I could, actually. But, additionally, pre-orders include 3 legendary Aether tools, 3 flawless Aetherium crystals, and 3 ray gun weapon cases. Oh, heck yeah, the ray gun. For Modern Warfare 3's zombie mode, it has been confirmed that, you know, the zombies mode in Black Ops 6 will offer a third-person perspective. Mm. Huh. I wonder how that's going to be. That. Because I remember, whenever you spectated in, like, Black Ops 2, you could click their third, like, you click could. Y or something like that. It was weird. It was really weird.
I don't know if I like that. Like, it said offer, so I'm assuming you can do first person as well, but...
Yeah, it will offer a third person.
I don't know.
We'll see what it's like, but I don't know if...
Yeah, I'll test it out, but I really don't
know. And it's going to kind of feel like, it's going to feel like kind of like how Just Cause is, or maybe like the Tom Clancy, like, games are that are like third person.
Yeah. Like Fortnite.
That's going to be weird. Like, we'll see, though. The latest information on Black Ops 6 has detailed the game system requirements for PC. Minimum specifications for players will need a 64-bit version of Windows 10. If you don't have Windows 10 or 11, something's wrong.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat. Literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You probably need to update your PC then.
Yeah, I think you need to get a new PC. But a NVIDIA GeForce GTX 960 or a GTX 1650 or an AMD Radeon RX 470 storage should be a SSD with 149 gigabytes of space available at launch, though it will be reduced to 78 gigabytes if COD HQ and Warzone are already installed. The processor should include an Intel i5-6600 or an AMD Ryzen 5 1400 along with 8 gigabytes of RAM.
Yeah.
And a onboard internet connection required. Oh crap.
Yeah, Ethernet.
Internet kit. Internet's gonna be rough.
Oh yeah, you're gonna lag all over Black Ops 6.
I lag with any other game.
Yeah. So that what you just read, that was the minimum. Then the recommended. Yeah,
the recommended is obviously Windows 10. 64-bit latest update. Videos of the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1080 Ti or the RTX 3060 or the AMD Radeon RX 6600 XT or the Intel Arc A770. The storage SSD with 149 gigabytes available storage launch, as I already said. The processor, Intel Core i7-6700K with or a AMD Ryzen 5 1600X. I'm pretty sure it's what I have in my PC, actually.
I think it is. And it's a Ryzen 5. I don't remember exactly.
It is a Ryzen 5. I don't actually... Does it say? No, it doesn't. memory, 16 gigabytes of RAM. Internet, obviously, like Ethernet. For optimal performance, the recommended specs include, obviously Windows 10, a video card such as a, NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1080 Ti, RTX 3060, or just literally the same, or an Intel Arc A770 with the additional SSD with the same storage requirements. Additionally, the processor should be an Intel Core i7-6700K or an AMD Ryzen 5 1600X, 16 gigabytes of RAM, literally the same, basically.
Yeah.
Well, remain, but yeah, compared to the PC requirements for Modern Warfare 3 released last year, the specs of Black Ops 6 are largely similar, with the primary difference being storage space, obviously, because, it's more a realistic game. And there's different, there's also that new movement stuff. There's that new movement or whatever.
And there's a bigger campaign.
Yeah, there's a bigger campaign. And there's probably more with the zombies, just everything. It's bigger.
Yeah.
But it says here, while it remains to be seen how Black Ops 6 will, be received by players, compared to the previous entries in series, a recent leak revealed a glimpse of the firing range feature, which did not receive much enthusiasm from fans. I mean, the firing range is in, like, Warzone and stuff, too.
Yeah.
So, it's just a firing range.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I don't
even... You can just test your weapons out.
I know, half the time, I've went in the firing range, like, once.
Yeah, me too. Just...
But, it says here, for further updates, players should watch for Black Ops 6's appearance at Gamescom opening nights live August 20th. So in 5 days.
Yep.
You'll get more updates on Black Ops 6.
We'll be here to let you know next week then.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to move on. Another big console exclusive coming to PlayStation soon.
I know we had, was it Hi-Fi Rush?
Hi-Fi Rush, Sea of Thieves. I don't remember which other ones
came. That's about it.
There's four of them. I can't remember the other ones.
I know there's four, but the Hi-Fi Rush and Sea of Thieves are the big ones. But what I got here is a well-known leaker has suggested that another major Xbox console exclusive will be making the way to PlayStation soon. According to their information, the next Xbox game to go to a multi-platform might be revealed at GameCon 2024. Microsoft you know, originally announced its multi-platform publishing push mid-February 2024. Over the next few months, the company has brought a handful of its games to the Switch, PlayStation consoles, or both, depending on the exact title. New Xbox multi-platform game reportedly getting announced next week. The next wave of Xbox games might be just around the corner, according to several leaker Shinobi 602 during an August 14th discussion on Reset Area forum boards. The insider said that at least one big Xbox game will have its multi-platform port announced next week. That time frame overlaps with the 2024 edition of Gamescom, making the German convention a likely venue for the purported announcement. Xbox has already confirmed it will attend Gamescom 2024 with over 50 games. That going?
Yeah.
Why so many?
They have a ton of studios.
Yeah, true. It could, you know, very well end up sharing some news at the event as well. I see some the games here. This is just the games that were released. We got Pendiment. This came out for the Switch.
Yeah, I remember
this. Came out for the Switch. This came out February 22nd. Yeah. As Dusk Falls, that's a possible game that could come out. Half-Hour Rush. Grounded and Sea of Thieves.
Yes, yep.
So all those games did come to, like... So Grounded and Pendiment were the only ones that came to Switch, though. The rest were PS4 and PS5. So... we'll see if Thieves didn't come to PS4. Or Half-Hour Rush.
No, just Switch.
Screw PS4. Screw you, Jet Engine. It's rough. But, well, As Dusk Falls wasn't developed by Microsoft, it, you know, included in its above list on the account of the original being published by Xbox Game Studios as an Xbox console exclusive. Shinobi 602 didn't hint at the identity of the mysterious game, of whose multi-platform port announcement is supposedly happening next week. Leaker Xtest Ones subsequently took to Twitter to suggest the title in question could be Forza Horizon 5.
That's what I heard. Imagine. I heard that it's going to be Forza Horizon 5.
Imagine that. Forza.
I don't know.
That isn't Xbox. Like a full out Xbox.
Big game for them.
I know.
And for them to just port it to PlayStation. Like, yeah, they'll make money from it, but it's an Xbox game. You think of Forza, you think of you think of Xbox.
Yeah. I don't know what I think about that.
Yeah. I mean, just Forza, like porting Halo over to PlayStation.
Yeah, there's like, that just ruins everything. Like, the exclusive crap.
Yeah.
That's ruins it. But, it says, having done so via a GIF depicting a rough map of Mexico, along with a message saying Happy Cinco de Mayo in Spanish for clarity. FH5 takes place in Mexico. Oh, I actually didn't know that. I didn't know it took place in Mexico.
I knew that.
Well, probably because, you know, I haven't really played a Forza game since 4, so.
Yeah.
That took place in, like, Britain or something like that. I'm pretty sure.
I think
it was, like, Europe.
Yeah, I think so.
But Shinobi 602 said that...
Four. I played 3.
4? I love 4.
I played 1, 2, so and 3. Good.
I had this Sabasa, this Can-Am Sabasa. It was pretty fast.
Nice.
Yeah. But Shinobi 602 said that they are uncertain whether Microsoft plans to announce more than multiple platform ports during this third week of August 2024, regardless of their information tracks with a number of recent reports suggesting that more Xbox games will be going multi-platform soon enough. Microsoft itself has already implied that it's far from done. That's weird. It's going to be weird seeing all these different games on, like, PS4 and Switch and crap.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, like, whenever the Switch 2 comes out, the Switch 2 is going to be probably around 60 FPS or a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. It should get
so it's going to be able to run... Yeah, it's going to be able to run these games easily.
Oh, yeah.
So, Switch is going to get even more... That's going to be so weird. Just imagine that Call of Duty on Switch.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Take it anywhere.
That would.
Which
that
I would can take cool, it anywhere man. Technically with my ROG ally, but.
Yeah, but Switch, that's cool. That would be cool.
Yeah. All right, guys, that's all the topics we have. Yes, we only had three topics, but we're doing just a couple mini episodes just to try to get some episodes out. And plus, this will kind of be like. In the future, we would like to go full-time doing podcasting. That's all we're doing. So in the future, that's probably around what we'll do every day is about
many episodes,
three to four topics a day just to guys get you guys some daily gaming news. So just to give you a taste of what the future will hold if we can ever go full-time podcasting. So we're just trying to get some episodes out.
That might be...
Maybe sooner than... Maybe.
Or so.
Hopefully.
But we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. We just got to see what happens.
Yeah. But we appreciate you guys for watching and listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Instagram, Twitter, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify, and TeePublic. I have not put the TeePublic in the description, and I need to do that. I bought a couple of shirts from there last week. They're supposed to be here Monday, and then I'll show you guys on here what they look like.
When did you order them?
I ordered them Sunday.
Sunday. So shipping's pretty quick.
It's not bad because they print them and then ship them. So to make them and then print them, that's not bad. A little over.
It ain't bad at all.
But if you do want merch on TeePublic, if I remember to put it in the description, they are on sale. Every shirt on TeePublic is on sale. T-shirt is on sale for $16 right now. It's regular $23, which is still $23 full price is cheaper than some places that you can get custom merch. So.
Yeah, like you see. It's cheaper than half the crap in like malls and stuff. Like a single shirt could be like $30-something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. A hoodie right now is like $32. Like, that's not bad.
That's cheap for a hoodie. Because normally a hoodie is like $60.
I'm going to order one before winter. But,
Get you Two Brothers Gaming hoodie.
Yeah.
But get over your shoveling snow. You gotta support the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast while shoveling the snow. Exactly. You're gonna be listening to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast shoveling snow wearing your Two Brothers Gaming Podcast hoodie.
Yeah.
So that sounds like a good plan to me.
Oh, man, me too. But we appreciate you guys for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from JELD-WEN. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all JELD-WEN windows today. View our entire selection of JELD-WEN windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big.